try and not move too far away from the microphone. But I'm using a presentation system called Prezi. So it's a bit different, and it's just to try and use some innovation. So let's see if it works to start with. I also use Twitter a lot, and I see a few other people are using Twitter as well. And I just put this quote up. This is one sort of from Professor Darren Baines, who's at Warwick Business School. It was just interesting. He was talking at another conference about saying it's technology isn't actually the innovation, it's actually how we think about how we actually plan to use it. So I thought it was an interesting one to start with. And hopefully during this presentation, I'm going to cover and touch on some of the ones, particularly sort of coming back to John at the beginning, some of the complexities about why we have problems better getting this information around the system. And it's a very quick canter through, so there's not huge amounts of detail, and it touches a lot of things. So I'll apologise for it if it's a bit fast, but can ask the questions afterwards. And I just wanted to just give you a map to start with. My area of expertise, sort of from my job title, is around hospital pharmacy. So I have a key understanding about how systems in hospital pharmacy work. And this is a map. This is all of the different IT-based systems in a hospital pharmacy. So it gives you an idea of the complexity of it. From everything from the pharmacy system, which is how we manage our stock control, to prescribing, to robots, and then also looking at how we interface out to the outside world. So that be that GPs, be that community pharmacies, through summary care record, all of those type systems. So it's a really complicated way of having to move information around the system. And there's been a real challenge over all the years now that we've been using technology is that we all use different systems and they are not interoperable. We all call drugs different things in secondary care. So our systems don't talk well with other systems and transfer information easily. So in order to actually look at dealing with this, the NHS has finally decided to create a digital medicine strategy. This is a part of the National Information Board, which is part of NHS Digital, which is looking at how we actually get a vision for digital medicines, how we actually deliver things so that we can send information to your iPhone or your Android device, how we can transfer information between sectors, how we can actually look at, and a key one is the secondary use of all of this data. We've heard a couple of mentions of big data already this morning, and we can't really use big data until we've got data transferring between systems. A key piece for medicines is the Dictionary of Medicines and Devices. This is already embedded in primary care. GP systems and community pharmacy systems already have this built into them. We are behind in terms of hospitals, and there's a lot of work at the moment trying to get the Dictionary of Medicines and Devices, which is a standardized coding which allows us to transfer medicines data between systems. And another significant one for the NHS and is something called Scan for Safety. And this isn't just about drugs, this is about anything. This is about the patient, products, the place that's happening, and the process that's involved, about how we make data available to actually look at safety, how we can look at that if we need to do a recall. So a part of this is being driven by the PPI breast implant scandal, where there's still 30,000 patients with industrial silicone breast implants that we can't identify who they are to have them removed as an NHS. Scan for Safety is a national program that is putting in technologies to support tracking and helping patients get the best from all of their treatments in the NHS. And it's interesting, so getting the use of the NHS number is a key enabler because it means that we're talking about the same person. Hospitals still tend to use their own master patient index of patient records. There's been a significant pressure to use the NHS number, but we still know trusts aren't using the NHS as the standard identifier for patients. We've already talked a little bit about wearables. Fantastic concepts coming up in the future about how we can use different technologies. So things like, I'm an Apple person, so I tend to use Apple Pictures, but I've got another brand in a moment. But there are systems that are out there that exist to actually support things like research. So the Apple Research Kit is already there supporting Parkinson's and asthma, cardiac disease. It allows data to be collected and actually reported on for clinical trial purposes. just a different brand. So there are different watches available and different wearables. I found this term probably about 8-10 months ago, digiceuticals. And this is, we're used to pharmaceuticals, which is giving you the medicines to actually help you. But digiceuticals are how you can use technologies to actually support not only how you take your medicines, but how your healthcare works. And they're important because, this is an interesting one from IBM, medical information is doubling every 3 years. So the totality of everything we understand about medicines is doubling every three years. And by 2020, it'll be doubling every 73 days. We have to be able to help people understand and use use the pathways and create and use that data to better care for patients. And this presentation will be available afterwards. We'll send a link will come round. But this is an interesting interactive graphic in which you can start looking and drilling down to it. It doesn't show up probably at the back, but this is about looking at digital health. There's a link at the bottom, and you can look at things like the use of big data or how health and social media can work. So there's some really interesting things behind that, and because it's a short presentation, but have a look at it. Some really innovative, exciting, and interesting things coming in the future. And then things like this. This is an app that is used for Parkinson's disease to help them track the progression of their disease so they can own and understand it and actually think about how they do and help manage their disease. Another interesting one for this is from Sheffield, or work's been going on in Sheffield, about cystic fibrosis patients, about using chips in the inhalers to link, particularly with children, how they use their inhalers and then the impact that has on their peak flow and the progression of their disease to make sure that they're actually taking their medicines. And, you know, things like it's also for mental health disease, to actually support patients. So there's some fantastic digiceuticals to actually help people manage their healthcare. I'm glad to see it's another part of the medicines optimization document. But the only way that we can really, from medicine's point of view, look to link to medicine's optimization is to use the big data. And in order to do that, we have to be looking at improving patient outcomes. And to do that, we have to align measurement and monitoring and actually know what we're doing. So if somebody's taking medication for a heart disease, we need to be able to look at the impact of that and is it helping? Is that the right drug? Is the population and the personalized medicines different for that patient cohort? Sorry. I'll go past that. It's too small to see. But tracking big data, I won't play the video. But this is data on the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and this is across all of the hospitals in the UK, and looking at the tracking of the use of the more cardiotoxic ones, which is diclofenac, and this is just a way of actually visualising it, and we use this to actually help encourage people to change their behaviours. But if you've got the big data and you can actually look at the analytics, you can actually paint a very helpful picture to understand why they need to change. Sorry, it's a bit small one to see. I didn't realise quite that the screen would be not quite as visible. Just a very quick touch on personalised medicines. Been mentioned already. It's about moving tailored towards the patient, and there is a national strategy for doing this. So actually moving from a broad diagnosis to actually individual characterisation. And again, I've included a link to that from NHS England. There's the improving outcomes through personalised medicine, which I'm guessing is possibly the link to the one you referred to earlier for later in the week. That's it. Okay.